Here's what's trending in the Middle East and around the world. Turkey has blocked trade with Israel. The Israeli foreign minister says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is breaking agreements by blocking ports for Israeli imports and exports. In response, Turkey says it will apply these new measures until the Israeli government authorizes an uninterrupted flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza. Boeing is trending this morning as people on social media express concerns over what they perceive as a chilling message from the company. This comes after news of the death of Joshua Dean, a whistleblower who had raised safety issues allegedly overlooked by the supplier in Boeing 737 MAX production. According to reports, Mr. Dean died after 2 weeks in critical condition, marking the second whistleblower death within a few months. In the last 24 hours, at least 2,000 arrests at pro-Palestinian protests have been made at U.S. universities. All eyes have been on the University of California in Los Angeles, where officers in riot gear surged against a crowd of demonstrators. UNESCO recognized all Palestinian journalists covering the war in Gaza by awarding them its World Press Freedom Prize. Audrey Azoulay, Director General at the UN Organization for Education, Science and Culture, said the prize paid tribute to the courage of journalists facing difficult and dangerous circumstances. That's all from me, Thuraya Abdullahi. Thanks for listening.